Come in and sit down, Headmaster. We have a very serious situation to discuss. Yes, yes, I appreciate that you're a very busy man, but this is a matter of some urgency. As you know, one of my tasks is to monitor and provide discipline for the boys in this school. That is what you hired me for, is it not? Don't interrupt. When I ask a question, I expect an answer. Yes? Yes, what? Yes, governess, is the response I expect. I said, sit down. Now, when you hired me to monitor and provide discipline, you told me I would have complete authority over every male in this institution. Is that correct? Oh, do sit still. You're worse than a child. I asked you a question. Correct? That's right. Yes, governess. Now, if you read my contract, you will discover that all employees, including the headmaster, are subject to monitoring and disciplinary action. Well, it isn't my fault that you didn't read the contract properly. Now, we have a number of infractions to discuss. What time is lights out, Headmaster? That's right, 9 p.m. Are there any exceptions, Headmaster? Correct, no exceptions. Yet, for the past week, the lights in your room have been on well past 11 p.m. every single night. Oh, shush! You will speak when spoken to, and then it will be yes, governess, or no, governess. Do you understand? That is a week of demerits, 50 per night. From now on, lights will be out, and you will remain in bed every night at 9 p.m. Did I ask you a question? Then why are you talking? That is another 10 demerits. Would you like to continue? Oh, yes, I didn't think so. But we have a much more serious infraction to discuss. You are aware that masturbation is prohibited. That is another 20 demerits. I didn't ask for an explanation. I don't care who you are. You're a male person at this institution, and as such, you are under my authority. Would you like me to repeat the question? Much better. As governess, it is my job to strictly enforce all of the rules, with no exceptions. Now, this is your chance to come clean and earn yourself some leniency. Now tell me, have you been masturbating? Well now, that is disappointing. I offered you the chance to come clean, and you have decided to lie to me. That will be another 50 demerits for lying. Oh, quiet! Both your office and bedroom are monitored with video surveillance. It's the same system we use for the boys' dormitories. Over the past week, we have recorded 11 masturbation sessions, which is going to require some severe discipline. We prohibit masturbation because it is a filthy habit. It shows an utter lack of self-control, and it shows a lack of self-discipline. If you are unable to control yourself, we can certainly do that for you. Masturbation is a vile practice that weakens the body and pollutes the soul. You should be ashamed of yourself. I've watched the videos. You look ridiculous! Absolutely ridiculous! Foolish! It's a terrible example to be setting. A pathetic, weak masturbator. That is what you are, isn't it? We must enforce very strict discipline to prevent all touching and acts of self-pleasure. One incident would be bad enough, but for you to masturbate 11 times in 1 week can only be described as a chronic masturbation problem, even an addiction. The only option I have to correct such behaviour is to ensure the consequences are worse than the apparent pleasure you derive from it. I suspect that since you still have this problem at your advanced age, that your addiction may well be incurable, which means we will need to carefully monitor you and apply correction and discipline to ensure your compliance. My job, after all, is to strictly enforce the rules. No exceptions. Tonight, you will report to my quarters for discipline at 6 p.m. First, we will take care of your demerits. For each demerit, you will receive one stroke of the cane. Do you understand? Don't nod. Say yes, governess. Following your physical discipline session, you will be strictly bound to one of our discipline beds for the evening. You will be fitted with a pair of horsehair breeches, which will cause itching and irritation throughout the night, on your genitals and freshly caned buttocks. You will be fitted with a mouth-filling gag, making any protests impossible. During the day, you will be fitted with a steel chastity device, which will make erections and masturbation impossible. Each night, it will be removed before you are placed in bondage and punished for the night. Do you understand? Good. Each morning, once your chastity device is secured and you are dressed, I will be taking a marker and writing a large M on your forehead. Everyone will know it stands for masturbator. You may not change your schedule or avoid meetings. If asked, you will confess and admit to your masturbation problem. If I hear from anyone that you have avoided them or that you have failed to be completely honest in your admissions, your punishment period will be extended. Do you understand? Good. Now, before you're excused, you will sit at the desk and write lines for me. You will write, "I will not masturbate," 100 times. I will check it for errors. I expect proper penmanship as well. Mistakes or sloppiness will earn more demerits. Once you've completed your task, you are excused. Oh, please do try to keep your hands off yourself. You will report back to me at 6 p.m. sharp for your disciplinary session and prepare to spend your first night in masturbation discipline. Please close the door on your way out.